microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays right in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
Villain, real nigga number one. Motherfuck guns, my voice bust, they run. Child of the sun, Comptown we run. When bitches get up and boogie, you niggas grab one. Who the fuck tryna fuck with this? Baritone throat, quick to pull your coat. Fuck a high note, swisher, got a toke. I'm that new president, nigga, give me your vote. Boy, how you looking for a fucking Saddam? Only making niggas shit, yelling at us the bomb. Ex-slave on the front of my grave. What? Niggas got me floating through a fucking rap page. Compton, show me how to do it. Peeped out these bitch niggas, run right through it. Nigga, fuck working 9 to 5s. Bustin' this shit with half open eyes. Motherfuckin' legend, if it ain't rough, I blast on you bitches, fuckin' leave in handcuffs. Ruthless gangster definition, villain. Niggas in the hood, they stealin' and rock dealin'. Pimp selling bitches, pussy, them niggas chillin'. We young niggas, clockin' big figures. Who called the motherfuckin' police? That's the sound of the beast. Pro-black nigga, quick to drink liquor. Get up in your ass, cause my temper much quicker. Runaway slave, niggas can't fuck with this. Don't they know that I'm the fucking villainess? No ice on the wrist, just dick and black fist. You niggas out bustin', couldn't catch my piss. I'm like a fucking snake when I start to hiss. Pimp, pimp and shit, too cold for your bitch. Nigga, tell that hoe, don't slam my dope. We work too hard, what the fuck you think you rapping for? Fuck a free show, fuck a freestyle, fuck a bitch. Fuck you groupie niggas till 3,000. Hood shit writer, platinum mic clutcher. Talk that shit, these niggas gon' touch it. And shoot them and rob them to teach these niggas a lesson. Fucking haters, hold up the peace sign, fuck your mama later.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We are fully loaded, full clips and all that stuff like a Gangstar song. Got the one and only Star Saxon. What's good with you, man?
Back from Vegas. What's up, man?
Oh, snap, man. See, now you got me upset. We got the one and only Blaze Rock. What's good?
In the cut, in the building.
In the building. And, of course, Rich Nix. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm lounging, man. How you doing today, man? Going down.
I'm doing good, and I'm the one and only J-Love. So, last week it was Blaze and I, we held it down, but we're back and ready to go. As one show that I listen to, they say back and better than ever. So I wanted to, we just came out of kind of an MC Ren, the MC Ren joint reincarnated, and thanks to Star Saxon, I'm gonna call this the Star Saxon episode, because he hit me off with a lot of joints that I think y'all are going to really like this episode. But I wanted to get y'all thoughts on something before we get into the next group of songs, and then come back and talk about this whole Lil Wayne situation. But so hold your comments on that. But I came across some information today about Kanye West and how his album is going to be produced or co-produced by Paul McCartney. And I know We're kind of the in general roundabout way, we're in the same kind of age bracket, so we all know about the say with Michael Jackson, and we know who Paul McCartney is with in terms of his significance with the Beatles and all that stuff. And I don't really see, I mean, I see in terms of somebody from Paul McCartney interacting with hip hop, okay, I get that, but I don't really see the whole big deal about Paul McCartney being involved with Kanye's project, because I don't see how he can have a big it doesn't make me want to go and purchase the album, let's say that. So I wanted to get
the problem
guys,
is
what's going
the problem,
on
the problem is, bro, you're looking at it backwards. It's okay. Not about what it's going to influence for somebody like you or I.
Yeah.
Because we typically skew towards the fan base that Kanye pretty much already had.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, think about it. When I mean, Paul McCartney can go tour right now, sell out all across the country, and he does it every couple of years. He can tour and tour in the UK, sell out all day, any day. Anything he puts out sells like crazy. So again, that's a fan base that Kanye or Rihanna in this case, with the single that they did.
Yeah.
That's a fan base that they're not usually into, that they're not usually that they don't usually touch. Or if anything, it's like the key to the castle. Okay. It's an awareness thing. All of a sudden, you've got a certain fan base that may not have been aware of Kanye West, but now they have some entry into Kanye West. But then you also have to think from an artistic standpoint. I mean, dude, how many people really get to say, yo, I did some stuff with Paul McCartney? So one of the things you got to remember with Kanye is he still believes in wanting to be the critical darling. He still wants the awards. He wants all that attention from the typically white adult contemporary viewers and whatnot. And this is a crazy way to get right there in that and at least get in that discussion, which is all he really needs.
Yeah. Okay.
And, Paul McCartney, of course, is a legend. He's been around for years. So, I mean, that's also like, he's pushing the creative envelope as well. Kanye can pretty much do songs with whoever, and he's done numerous songs. He's worked with the best of them in the industry. So,
right.
I mean, it's to a point to where you get to a point so high in your career, you're like, you know what? Let me try to expand my horizon. Let me try to go above and beyond. And at the same time, you're going to capture a whole new fan base, whole new people, a lot of people that never heard of Kanye are going to hear about him because they're fans of Paul McCartney. So it's going to open up a bunch of doors for Kanye. I'm going to see him doing a little more stuff. I can see happening.
Yo, Jay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is Paul McCartney producing the album, or is he just going to contribute to the album?
See, that's what I'm. I think the details are a little bit shaky. I know he played on that one song that he has with Kanye. He played the pianos on it. He played the piano.
That's what I was going to ask. That's the next point. Like, that shit dropped like for free from Kanye's Twitter or something on New Year's.
Yeah,
that shit was garbage, dude. That shit was kind of garbage.
And then I thought it was cool. But yeah, I thought it was cool, but it wasn't. It didn't grab me. But I thought it was a cool song though. But yeah, go keep going.
Hey, watch this.
I think it's just going a different direction. I really think it's just a different direction. And it's kind of like, look, think about it. When 808s and Heartbreaks came out, we was all expecting Kanye to still do his usual. I bet he is. Let me do it different. College Dropout, right? College Dropout came out. It was super underground, savior, messiah. And then, Graduation was a completely different sounding album. And then if you look throughout Kanye's album releases, he does that every single time where he goes, he's got one style, then he drops something else. And I think he's just trying to, go in that direction. And real quick before I shut up and get out of the way for y'all to continue, I got to say, I think personally it's going to be a contribution more similar to how John Bryan was on Graduation, where a lot of the instrumentation, a lot of the little peaks and valleys that a typical hip hop record doesn't have. He went to John Bryan. John Bryan added a lot of the extra strings and keys and pads and feel and vibe to it. So I get the impression that Kanye has an idea where he wants to go, and he's going to use, Paul McCartney to add to that cachet, and as well add, because, Paul McCartney is Paul McCartney, bro. So he's going to add, he's going to add what he does.
Okay. Yo, here's my two cents on it. Paul McCartney is a legend.
Go ahead, Stark.
So I'm just saying, he's a legend, but at the same time, like, when Kanye is at his best, you can't even fuck with the dude putting out shit that's hot. Like, he might not hit it on every song on an album, but when he's at his best, everybody's got to shut up and be like, that nigga knows what the fuck he's doing. So if he's bringing in Paul McCartney, my point is this. On the real, I ain't like the Paul McCartney joints and say. So I think he's getting in the fucking way of Kanye. So I hope maybe they're like bouncing some ideas off each other and whatnot. Because frankly, I believe more in Kanye West and putting out a hit than I do Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney's going to put that shit like, I'm Paul McCartney. Kanye's going to put that shit like, I'm going to take that. He's an asshole, he's diminutive and all that shit. But in the end, if I hear Paul McCartney is working with Kanye West and I heard that damn piano song, I'm like, yo, dude. Look, man, if I'm going to wait 2 years on a Kanye album, just get the fuck out the way, dude. But like, Kanye can help Paul McCartney be relevant to younger audiences. You know, I'm not dismissing what you said before. Kanye definitely has more to gain by juxtaposing himself from a marketing standpoint next to Paul McCartney. They might even tour together. We don't even fucking know. But at the same time, though, if you had Paul McCartney produced by Kanye West, everybody gonna bow the fuck down. But if it goes the other way, it's gonna be like, hey man, this just sounded a lot like that Wu-Tang album here, man. Like, you trying to kill me with these fucking piano. It don't sound right. Just get out the fucking way and let Kanye be himself. And you can just say, hey, I'm Paul McCartney, we blazed the blood in the studio, and here's some studio photos and shit, and it's all good. But in the end, I heard that flu song on New Year's, it kind of ruined the day. I was like, this shit is garbage. So if I hear Paul McCartney producing an entire album for Kanye, and frankly, you listening to Kanye for his beats, and it's like his arrogance. This thing is not like a fucking rhinestone like Royce the 5'9 or nothing. So if somebody else is doing the production, I'm going to have to take a step back.
Hey, and real quick, so we're going to get into a couple of joints to come back. I love how we started this episode off. It's funny, I went on when that song was up, and I went to see looked at some of the comments on a couple of the blog boards, and there you'd be amazed at the number of people that had this comment. Yo, Kanye's about to blow this Paul McCartney dude up. Paul McCartney's going to be thanking Kanye for the cosign, and I'm thinking these dudes have no clue. So on that note, we're going to go into a couple of joints. We're going to go into Buckshot featuring Joey Badass and CJ Fly. It's called Flute. We got JJ Doom, which is MF Doom, and Gennaro Jarrell. It's called Governor. And we got Static Selecta featuring Sean Price and Mac Miller, 21 and Over. So Buckshot, we got Joey Badass, JJ Doom, Static Selecta, Sean Price, Mac Miller. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. And when we come back, I want to get the fellas' opinion on this whole Lil Wayne thing. Is he washed up? Should he have seen this coming from Cash Money? So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
You know, story of the hood, and it gets a little rough, but keep on going, my little homie. Run DMC and Shell Top Adidas, both on fire, I couldn't afford neither. Damn. On Easter, my three-piece suit that I wore 24, said at least he cute. Well, mom's had a hell of a way, and pops up in heaven today, my combination. Made me sell conversation. I couldn't sell crack, no time for wasting. Breakdancing was hot and I was a dancer. Switched to the beatbox and now I'm the man, cause when the chicks hear brrr, stick 'em. They think that I'm on and won't get with them. Even when I was young, I peaked rhythm that they ain't worth most of the shit that we give them. Yeah. Life like heads and tails, ain't fair when you take off a land as well. Brooklyn in the house. No doubt, get your boys and roll out. Listen, roll out, this is all out warfare. We all here, get your dough when you flow here. We let it go here like, bah. Come around my way, come around my way. Listen, bah, come around my way, come around my way.
Mr. Big Dreamer, heavy split steamer. Jody high rolling a riff rap. The flow is more intact. It's overflowing overseas. Don't believe me, get your boy in sync. Get your boy in sync. The flow got buoyancy. Them pro era boys in sync. Rap drinking and poison ink. Applause the loud noises. Thinks I face L's, but I'm the best out in the ring. Just to think, these rappers like fighters. The Mike Tyson I acquire. It's not retired, nor tired. Do what track is, it's required. And I don't push lines, I punch liars. He's the element of fire. Old man, been running this shit for. I was a grown man, but I owe a part of it. What's in my home, man? I'ma see you again when I get back to the homeland. But for now,
Brooklyn in the house, no doubt. Get your boys and roll out. Listen, we blow them out. This is all out warfare. We all here. Get your dough when you flow here. We let it go here like.
Another episode of the soaps. Doing it for show, scrubs washed up, getting old. Covered in such, dry by the sun with a low. Thought I would wield a fortune when I bought those O's. And every other letter when I chose to finish my sentence when I wrote. Nothing but bars as these boxes get filled. I'm backseat with the cops at real. As the Nazis got killed, paradox is surreal. The imposters reveal. Trying to stay up out the hole, so we all know the drill. They might offer you deals on the real. A sequel for suspects that won't talk and won't squeal. That's the code we live by, so the rules still apply. And the truth I abide, I choose not to lie. Need a new alibi. after a while, it won't have use in the trial. I'm sick like a flu in the now. While you dudes in denial, you are the article and my crew be the now. Yeah, that's newly announced. Yeah, my crew be renowned. You the student renowned when it's true. See around.
Fly. Come around my way.
Know what I'm saying?
Around my way.
Brooklyn.
Come around my way.
Yeah.
Come around my way.
Beats, Coles.
No
Joey.
No doubt.
I told him how we get down, man.
Listen, we pull them out.
Pro ever the block town, man.
We all here. Get your dough when you flow here. We let it go here like blah.
Flatbush.
Blah.
Crown Heights.
Blah.
Bed-Stuy. East New York.
Catch a throat full from the fire vocal with ash and molten glass like I am John Lotoku. The volcano out of Iceland, you'll conquer and destroy the rap world like the white man. Learned from a pro as a mentor, started with a bird nest and burnt it to a cinder. Gotta get the party kicking, plus your little charred body smelted like chicken. As the dollar continues to lose momentum, you need land for murdered Indians and represent them. Gold is up, urging all thugs, trading y'all change for cash and splurge it on drugs. A more secure investment, food and water, a couple of gallons for your cutest daughter. And thank him as a Yankee fellow southerner. Don't forget the general rank. Hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. Vocals spill over like the rolling hills of Dover or the Gulf oil disaster and preferred you after. Depends on your status or your stature, whether you benefit from the prior or the latter. Get the fatter check split, and how much for 100,000 tons of correct sit? Sell a Chinese half-price seafood, prices like a real nice street dude. Who can knock the most dead birds out the sky and then spread a lie and say you know why? Bet. Get the machine, blame it on the fireworks. Clean up, y'all know where to send the wire jerks. Black teeth still snack on sweets and get stacks with the queek on queek. They used to sell CDs, now they got fake weed. Seeds burning trees is potpourri. Buyer beware, had to tell us one liar, sire, be fair. At least untie your hair from the chair while I'm here. I hate play loving her, JJ for governor.
Listen, it's so thuggish to sniff cane. Make me cold-blooded, motherfucker, I'm Rick James. Hell of a drug, Sean Price, hell of a thug. Hang with Sheen, I got elephant blood. Listen to me, y'all better not listen to me. Fuck around and catch a case trying to be like P. Listen, a ring on you, brother, I'm harming you daily. Clown, ringing them brothers and bothering them barely. P, now download this on your disc. If you're under 21, you shouldn't listen to this.
If you're under 21, you shouldn't listen to this.
Phew. Made the cut, baby. Let me light this motherfucking weed I'm smoking. Yeah, 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 yeah. For real. Light the crack pipe so I know it's real. Whoa. Young Bill Murray. I'm 21, but I feel 30. A little birdie out in Jersey said my raps were too wordy. Told his bitch to suck my dick and do a curtsy. Dirty slurpee. I smell earthy, putting curry on my turkey. I'm Blade 3. You more Blades of Fury. Blondikes love me for my Klondike tummy. Getting all types of money, I'm with Sean Price, dummy P. Polite stunting at a nice white luncheon. Met your wife's pipe plumbing, led to all night humping. Oh no, the end of your life coming. We the tribe, don't make me fife something. My bitch from Beirut, she get loose. 110 proof, holy Zeus, pussy tighter than a wetsuit. Jesus Christ, he's so nice.
You shouldn't listen to this. You under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. Never you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen. You shouldn't listen to this.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. This part, this episode, this segment is brought to you by Western Block, which will be releasing on February 26th, so this is brought to you by Western Block, which will be releasing on February 26th, Blaze Rock and myself, so make sure you check that out, and we'll be getting
pressure
more
point.
Details on that, pressure point for show,
yes.
That's how we do it. So, speaking of pressure point, there's some pressure being applied in the cash money realm, the cash money world. So, a lot of you, I'm sure by now, know about what's going on with cash money. Lil Wayne has an issue, has a bone to pick. Carter 5 has been delayed. And Lil Wayne took to Twitter and all that stuff and social media to air his grievances and recently dropped a mixtape in which he was really calling out Baby. And I wanted to get your guys' thoughts. One of the opinions that I read, I think it was on Hip Hop DX, one of the opinions that I read was saying, well, pose the question, is it possible that he has postponed the release because Lil Wayne is no longer relevant, and they use some Google Analytics to show when the searches for Lil Wayne have spiked, when he had that seizure a year ago, or when there were some other things that were going on, so really not music related. Could it be that he sees how Lil Wayne's relevancy has declined, and so he's pulling it back? Or I want to pose the question for you, is it that? Is he washed up or getting close to it? Or is it maybe that he should have saw this coming because of all the number of artists that have jumped ship? So I wanted to get your thoughts on this, fellas. So the floor is yours.
Two things. Let's start off the conversation. Let's get something out in the clear. First and foremost, when you play with snakes, you're bound to get bit. Okay? So whatever opinion, whatever uneasiness, unhappiness that Lil Wayne has, and now all of a sudden, of course, it comes out, Baby owes him this much money and this and that and this and that. Well, I mean, dude, you've been there forever since you was a little bitty ass kid, and you've seen Baby fuck over basically any and everyone who's been on Cash Money. You've seen that basically everyone in the industry says, if you want to get paid by Baby, you got to sue the motherfucker. So I have no sympathy whatsoever for that situation. Now, more directly to the question, I mean, it's hard to say that Lil Wayne ain't hot. It's hard to say that he's washed. It's hard to even say that, the Google Analytics and et cetera that people have been using to try to establish the quote-unquote hotness. Because, I mean, dude, D'Angelo dropped the album out of nowhere. And everybody was buzzing off that shit after, the day before, And so I think now we're in the age that all that preparation and whatnot, although it's good and it's important, I don't think it's as necessary, especially for an artist of Lil Wayne's magnitude. People are still checking for Carter 5. People are still checking for Lil Wayne and his association, of course, with Nicki and with Drake and their hot and everything. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But again, everything is speculation because Baby hasn't said anything. He just said that, he hadn't dropped the album yet. I think also when you look at the releases that they've made recently, Nicki's album didn't sell like they expected, and then they tried to do the same kind of thing where they were just hoping that, we'll put out a bunch of singles. They put out like 5 singles and the album still didn't do what they expected. So it could be a matter again where a label has outrageous expectations and the artist has a different expectation and nobody's on the same page.
it just seems really retarded to me that they're not communicating enough to really figure out what's going on. And then, of course, every artist and every rapper has to resort to, I'm going to go tell my fans because I'm mad now.
Yeah, so Star Sax and Rich Nix?
I really had thoughts about it at first. I was like, man, this might be a publicity stunt. It'd be a good one. I mean, some hype about everything, you know. I mean, when do people... It is a good way to get people to pay attention. Everyone's talking about Wayne and Birdman now. It's like a big deal, you know. Wayne Cash Money, is he leaving? Is he not leaving? It would be a great time to keep this going and then drop an album in the midst of everything at the height. And, you know, it might... It could play out either way. But, you know, I was just kind of dissecting both ends of it, you know, if it's... But like I said, we just gotta wait. No one really knows what goes on behind, you know, the door, closed doors, or whatever. You know, we don't know what really it is because, I mean, Lil Wayne is relevant. I mean, he's, you know, come on. You know, I mean, he's one of the top artists out, you know, from early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? So he still has his fan base in play. So it's more of a matter of, is it a publicity stunt or is it really legit? It's something that, you know, some business, something going on behind the scenes that we don't really know. We don't have enough knowledge to know about. So that's all I can say about that.
Mr. Jackson?
All right, man. Niggas might not like this opinion, but let me just come out swinging from the gate. How can Lil Wayne have, quote, fallen off when, frankly, it ain't like this nigga could ever rap like he was a member of Hyro? You know what I mean? It ain't like this nigga was, like, had a passer rating of 157.3 and now he's, like, down to 60. This nigga couldn't rap, dude.
You're a fool, man.
I mean, whatever he
had, I don't know about that.
That nigga cannot fucking rap, dude. I lived in New Orleans, man. This nigga cannot fucking rap. I was, like, my head was spinning like The Exorcist when he finally got hot. I was like, this nigga's hot? This nigga was garbage like 6 years ago, but y'all niggas saying this nigga's hot now? I guess. Fuck it. You know what? No, it's a dark time for the Jedi. I'm going to just go to this desert planet and crawl under a fucking rock because niggas now think Lil Wayne is fucking hot. So here we are 10 years later, right? That was like 2003, 2004. Now here we are 10 years later, and niggas are saying, like, is Wayne, like, gone? Did he fall off? The nigga wasn't hot to begin with. So in the end, what's really going on is this, man. When rappers turn 30, the niggas get old quick as fuck like Kobe, dude.
Huh.
Of course, they just call this nigga, his hotness is just an index to basically say this nigga's fan base is starting to age out. You know what I mean? You got like 17-year-old kids like, that nigga Lil Wayne, that nigga been rapping for like 10 years, that nigga's old as fuck. Huh. Why don't you take care of his kids and shit? Like you just say, man, them dumbass comics and shit. That's what niggas be saying, but really this dude is like, what, 30, 29, 31? But the audience market, the audience in hip-hop, most of niggas is ignorant little 17 and 19-year-olds. So in the end, what's going on is this motherfucker just aged out. And Baby might be a little concerned about that shit, but it ain't like he got worse rapping. The nigga couldn't rap that hot in the first place. If you put Casual in the room against Lil Wayne, I'm putting $100,000 on Casual. So every time.
Star Sax. I
mean, you gotta understand, being hot.
So Rich Nix has a bone to pick. So go ahead, the floor. You go ahead, Rich.
No, I was gonna say, I was gonna clarify, like being hot and being nice on the mic or you know with lyrics and really good flow is two completely different things. You know,
that's my point.
So Lil Wayne,
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Even though he's older, he still has a huge fan base. I mean, age does play a part in hip hop. We know that, but at the same time, with his level of success. He's to a point to where he can continue on for another 10 years. I mean, there's artists like that.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
I think the question of is he not hot anymore.
I mean,
just stupid.
He's 40 still relevant. You know? I think what it does is more like you had the Young Thug kind of come into the mix of things. When he started coming up and rising, I think a lot of the fan base that Lil Wayne had, well, not all of them, but some of them, because to be real, to me, Young Thug pretty much took Lil Wayne's style and took it to the extreme, to the next level. Like, he just took it and made it more wild. That's all he did. That's all Young Thug did. And he took his swag, his style, and all that. So Baby is like, oh, shit. Well, this is the new Young. This is like Wayne when he was 20 years old, when he was in the prime. So I think Baby, he did switch his focus to Young Thug and now in Rich Homie. You know, he got Rich Gang. That's where a lot of his focus has been because they're the new, hot, fresh, young talent. So we all saw that play out. So that has, I believe, that has a factor of what's going on with the whole situation.
My problem, my problem with that concept, and I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. My problem with that is we keep looking at this shit like, who's the starting quarterback? And there's only one starting quarterback, and there's only one team. My problem is as a business, you got Lil Wayne on your roster, You have Nicki Minaj, you have Drake on your, you know, on your sub roster, or, you know, as a part of the same roster. Who the fuck else do you have but Lil Wayne? So why does it require you to only focus on this one particular set, because they doing, you know, they're kind of the updated version, and so you all of a sudden just ignore the rest of that money and the rest of the fan base or the rest of the things that you've established over that same period of time? That's the shit that just makes it sound like there's more to it. It's, you know, it just sounds like bullshit to me, dude. There's no way I got Tom Brady on the bench and I got Russell Wilson in the game, and we playing two different games at the same time, and I'm not gonna put one of them in. That's bullshit.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you got to say labels, they focus on what, even major corporations, major, I mean, Capital, Dev, all those
put all
major
money
corporations,
into one, man.
When they'll have a roster full of 30 to 100 artists on their roster, but the one artist that's really bubbling and the most relevant and getting hot and making the money,
put all those resources
fun,
into that.
They focus all their resources, everything goes to that one artist,
which is why that shit is retarded. That's why that shit is retarded. When you think about it, there's a reason why bigger labels, better labels, there's a reason why other businesses, I mean, dude, Windex doesn't only sell fucking glass cleaner. Like, I mean, you have to expand. You have to have other options. Just because you have a Golden Goose, for what it's worth, if you look at most businesses that do that one shot, everything behind one product, they don't last long. If you look at the project, if you look at the businesses that get something big, everybody's into it, they then use that to expand into another line, to expand into another line, and expand into another line. That's what the label is supposed to be doing in the first damn place. You're supposed to be finding the next Wayne, but that doesn't mean that you then immediately shelve the original Wayne. That's retarded.
I agree with that. But that's the way they operate, you know, and it's always been that way.
I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with any of what y'all saying. I agree with everything. But get back with Jay's question, Lil Wayne ain't gonna be alright, dude. Like,
yeah, he will.
His popularity wasn't predicated on being like a savage rapper. It was other shit. Like, the nigga still knows Rihanna. The nigga still knows niggas. This nigga's not going away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't like that, like the late 80s and the 90s when niggas dropped two albums and just, you know where the fuck they are now. These niggas are trenched in as a career, man. That nigga ain't going no fucking where. He might wind up on TNT with Charles Barkley or something. He ain't going nowhere.
I mean, dude, look, he's all fucking First Take, barely speaking and mumbling and shit, and they still fuck with him. Like, I mean, that's why I look at it like when I saw all that whining that was going on and Free Lil Wayne and all that shit, I was like, I wish all y'all shut the fuck up. Because this kid has all kinds of opportunities. On top of that, it's not like Nicki Minaj didn't just release a couple, like a month ago or some shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, bro. Drake is the highest fucking artist out right now in terms of sales and popularity. Fuck all this dumb shit. You know, I mean, like, all of that is under your purview, and we up here lamenting that this asshole didn't drop another album that sounds like the last whack ass album? Nah, he's straight. He's good.
Hey, yo, Wayne,
on the defense,
be
on the defense,
year.
You can have on the defense. On the defense, a lot of times it's not about even money, though. I mean, you can have all the money in the world. You know, like they got all the billions in the world. If you can't really do what you love to do, and you can't, you know, he still wants to be that artist. If he can't live that life and put out albums and do shows, then he's not happy. And he has, because you still
have
that.
But that's the thing, though. Look, this motherfucker's been dropping mixtapes. Okay, it's not like his ass is just sitting there with his hands tied or some shit. And mouth taped up or something. Her son has been dropping mixtapes and shit, and people are just like, "Oh, okay, cool, Lil Wayne. He's been on features and this and that with Future, with Nicki, with Drake, with this, with that, here, there, and everywhere." This dude is not suffering. So my problem is, there's a point where there's like a certain level of egotism going on, where he expects it that we deserve a new Lil Wayne and we're seeing justice.
But
that we
don't
got a new Wayne.
He built up cash money. He helped build cash money and Young Money.
I feel from that standpoint, I believe that Wayne deserves a lot more attention or respect than he's getting from his people. I believe that, because keep it real, there's no cash money right now without Lil Wayne. Cash money is gone, forgotten, worse than no limit if there's no Lil Wayne. Dude deserves it. My problem is, though, are we judging it in terms of a business acumen? Are we judging it in terms of the, you know, of his quote unquote hotness? We damn sure ain't judging it on his skill, but are we judging it then on, you know, on his legendary status or whatever? We can't pick and choose and then be like, oh, well, that's what it is, but this is the reason why it is. Because in reality, it's still a business. And the business of it is that the two people who run that business are basically saying, right now, we don't feel like putting out an album by you is going to result in the most profit or the most revenue for us. Anybody else arguing basically that point is full of shit. Anybody else arguing that is full of shit. Because I'm saying right now, are we going to Tim Cook right now? Like, look, bruh. I mean, the MacBook Pro been killing it for like 10 years. If not for the MacBook Pro, why y'all wouldn't even be here. So y'all need to drop this new MacBook Pro right now. I don't care if you don't think it's ready. I don't care if you don't think people gonna buy it. That's the same shit we are. Nah, man. Nah.
That's why Microphone Masters Radio right there. So we don't all have to agree, but it's all about the conversation. So we're going to get into a couple joints, and we're going to come back. I love this right here. This is why I do this. All right, so we got Big Noi. It's called Kill That There. And, you know, Star Saxon, thank you for sending that. Clear Soul Forces and Book Brown, Sound of the City. And then Pete Rock and Smith from Weston featuring Hurricane G. Hurricane G! Do it. So we got Big Noi, we got Clear Soul Forces and Book Brown, we got Pete Rock and Smith from Wesson featuring Hurricane G. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com, and I want to get the thoughts on the fellas on if they had to travel to a city, what city would they like to travel to and why? And you know, we don't necessarily have to come from a hip hop perspective, but you know, this is how we do it on Microphone Masters. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com.
Now ask yourself, fuck you with, just ask yourself. Alright now, the difference between me and you is our mafia owned up. You beat up niggas, I beat up Chocha. When it come to beef, my guns are roaster. All I hear is yes, all you hear is no sir. Your plans fail, my shits prevail. Your boat is going nowhere, my shit is sell. Your records fail, my records sell. You stuck behind bars, I'm out on bail. You stuck between jaws, my job is ill. All I gotta do is make sure my verse is real. My broad is thick, your broads are stick. That bitch got nice and tall and look sick. My bitch squeeze her jeans and pop the sticks. Your bitch got room in her jeans for six. I'm on the TV screen, you at the TV me. Ready to change the channel, tired of me. Ready to break your own shit, tight at P. Cause the mob get burned 7 days a week. You pay for parties, I get in free. Matter of fact, the party is paying me.
Don't want it, I'ma hurt that, hurt that. You be better for me to stop that, stop that. I make you bleed, okay. You heard that, heard that. I show you better than I word that. Watch me, kill that there, kill that there, kill it. Kill that there, kill that there, okay. Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill that there, kill that there, kill it.
Okay.
Kill that there.
Hey yo, son, they couldn't be me if they tried. I'm semi-loco. I run with gangsters, they run with popo. When I'm in the streets, you know I'm toting the fofo. My style's ill, they style is so-so. I stay real, they fake as hell. I don't speak to Jake, they seem like hells. My pockets swell, they pockets frail. I'm buying up the store, they look for sales. I'm buying out the bar, they scream and yell. Cause they see me balling hard as hell. I roll on dubs, they rolled on blood. They the snitch-ass niggas that ratted on cuz. My thuns keep one in the head and stay truck. Your thuns get the gun in the head and get bucked. Look, I'm VIP, you a D.I.E. If it ever cross your mind, you can F. You don't want it, I will hurt that, hurt that. You be begging for me to stop that, stop that. I make you bleed, you heard that, heard that. I show you better than I word that. Now watch me while I kill that dick. Kill that dick, kill it. Kill that dick, kill that dick, kill it. Kill that dick, kill that dick, kill it. Kill that dick, kill that dick, kill it. QB shit, you heard? Yeah. Infamous 2004. They don't want it done. Nah, it's our shit. We a future, man. We can't fuck with us.
Like this. Bring it live.
So I began to seek the image inside of my dreams. What I was scared to see presented immediate need. While I was running, the gun it fell out of my hands. Into the gutter, now I'm stuttering, sputtering gas. Deep in the potholes, the souls been battered and bruised. The folks that came through and used and got up and moved. See the same truth inspired and brought up to you. Same fire, keep them higher, so buyer beware. If you coming, better come true, fully prepared. We ain't never scared, ready, feel it in the air. Sound of the city, the forces in here with me. I can move like I'm nameless, keep them asking my name. Cause it's illustrious, it's a must of us. It's how we play, don't let it be a holiday. Celebrate when we wake to another day. Coney Island styling, everybody file in. The legacy is steady, super heavy, now this. If you had any doubt about the prowess, this is where the power is. Where the flower is growing from concrete. The hustle is nothing, just moving your feet. Enjoy the sky above you for you rolling in the deep. Don't come fucking with the D without a plan A, B, and C. 1, 2, 3, who but we? It asks you so immaculately, imaginably.
Yo, what up, what up? Sound of the city, what up though? Yo, sound of the city, not really glamour, glittery, scream obscenities. Graffiti scrawl vividly, visually picture the deep dot coming, getting me on time, driving my responsibilities, liabilities, Motown. While tighten my delivery, gave birth to Mather Shady, Yancy Dilla beats, martial law. Roll on donuts throughout the city streets. Preach, church, liquor store, church, what you looking for? New Jack City's in the wrong places, so why they hating, no? Yo. Calligraphy chemist, I wrote the antidote. They cut the water off, but we just swam in hope. Can't stand alone in the action. Pulling all-nighters, call me MacGyver. Dropping bombs in your cypher like Stryker. The fire rider, flick a lighter. Survivors be resembling Darth Vader skin. Your entire empire doesn't stand a chance in the state I'm in. As long as you're recording music, you remain open to Kaokin. Kaokin from Street Fighter when I sling a pin. They say it's something in the water, the way we touch mics. Genetically altered Detroit barbarian authors. Fuck the one time, bring a mic to a knife fight. With your rhymes like, yo, check it. Blasting off rounds in my sound bite.
And next up on the mic, you know I'ma keep the crowd hype. I press the pipes to bust the lights. Whenever I grip it with my right, it's sort of like bolts and shit when the kick hits, it's like a strike. I write to fight, fight for rights to party and be black on light. Now I'm Ike, beat my love on sight until everything come out right. Tightest vice, city bus civilians call me Trigger Mike. What's your life? I ride a bike to a show and leave out with your wife and your Nike. Check it, don't respect it, nor believe the hype. So give me your ice and mic device and everything's alright. But then if I take it, I'ma take your life just out of spite. Like Shang Tsung, brother, you got no soul. I got more than four loads of Dr. Show.
Yeah, come on, bro. The city of sounds, hailing the motor. Hot as a muzzle flash, brash move. Coney's and burner galaxies rambling. Spit kick lyrics with deadly images. Niggas don't care about no penmanship. Talk at you better live this shit. Evil is wickedness, niggas is about that life in broad daylight to earn them stripes. The options limited, living within the city limits. Niggas trying to get it, they bubbling at the bottom of the cauldron. So they boil over, saturate the soil, they wonder how we get mountains out of molehills. The skills real, that one shot kill, that one shot deal, that one shot feel. The 2014 versions of MS Hill. And niggas tired of stressing out in my section of the universe. You had this verse, I give you from my soul sound. Cause your roundhouse like Row House with Bull Brown and Black behind the beat. We rock the funk out. The sound of the city or the city of sound. Sound of the city or the city of sound. Sound of the city or the city of sound. Head off, come from here, nigga, pass it around. The sound of the city or the city of sound. The sound of the city or the city of sound. The sound of the city or the city of sound. Head off, come from here, nigga, pass it around.
These clones ain't found, they really down. They really deep.
Who got your city on lock?
Don't come fucking with the deep. Without a plan, plan A, A, B, and C. A, B, B, F, and C. Don't come fucking with the deep.
Yeah.
cake, empty out the whole drum. Stay there and watch you fall while you crawl. Stand over your body like I'm 8 feet tall. Can't wait for the day you meet your demise. And I see death in your eyes, cause I can't stop, won't stop hitting like I'm Diddy Bop. AKSK shooting out with City Cop. Automatic 6 feet long as the top is dry. Even though the block is hot, fiends still gone. Now look what you made me do. Brain blue, team in the marine blue. 6 foot, in and out, on a route, spinning out. While you screaming bout I ain't got it, it's a drought. Get out of line, your family, your mourn you. If the pussy any good, then I can transform you.
Guns in the trunk, two in the front seat. Dirty dough dumped in the duffel, me and my codeine.
Oh, yeah.
Get it moving, the job done. Be in and out of 15. Keep the car running.
Connection, connect.
CD character, black diamond tarantula. Pearl on the hammer, 45 the caliber. Eyes meet, heat on the waist. Seeing my face first thing. Get to the rope, skip the chase.
Bad mommy.
Burn her under the pillow, she on pivot.
Anything go wrong, she be the first one to get it.
Make transaction.
Take care of business.
Exchange package.
Smooth transition.
Play position, my intuition reflect how I stick to the mission, get busy with my nigga Tech.
How we move?
Nothing to do but respect.
What's next?
Nothing to prove. Generals on deck.
Drunken monk. You don't want none of this, my 9-to-1 original machine gun funk. Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr means nah. Fatigues and boots burned down to the flesh, bones, ashes, food. Enemies going down, soaking wet. Whole army go to war to the bloody death. I ride with my team, checkmate everything. Holding down all my siblings till they grow wings. Fly, ride till I die. Don't get it twisted. The first one in and the last one out. How I bring it. Hate running out like minutes. Leave all your eyes full stand like a
kid. Kill over door when gunshots are blow. All you gonna see is asses and elbows. I remember standing on the corner with packs of crack. New lumberjack, same color hat to match. Now we in a new year, new money, new gear. No doubts, no remorse, no fear.
Oh yeah, not to mention the family still here, still in the hood.
It's all good, we like it over here.
Yeah, it's like a jungle sometimes, it make me wonder
how I keep from going under.
Surviving, trying to come up. This for the runners, the gunners and the hunters. Little honey, I ain't frontin', I can do it if you want it.
Oh.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com, and this one, Rich Nix will be saying it's about time. This is the detox of detoxes. This segment is brought to you by The Under, Return of the West Part 1. It's coming on January. It's coming on February 20th. It's coming on February 20th. So this is brought to you by The Under, Return of the West. So it's a it's what we Rich Nix and I would like to call it a labor of love. And that's all we'll say about that. And Blaze Rock knows about it too, because I recorded verses and sent verses and all that stuff at his studio and all that stuff. And just on a side note, I chopped it up with Kane last week, or this week, I should say. And so all is well. But anyway, the point is, it's coming. So
finally.
Exactly. So speaking of finally, I wanted to get you guys' take on traveling a little bit. I've been to NYC, didn't check out all the places that I wanted to check out. I know Star Saxon lived in New York for a while. I've been to Atlanta, didn't get to check out all the places I wanted to check out, but anyway, you know, I've been to Portland, I've been to, you know, different places in Cali, and I wanted to get your thoughts on if there's a city that, you know, out of all the cities that you want to, if you could pick one that you want to travel to and why. I wanted to get your thoughts. Now for me, real quick, one of the places that I love to travel to, I want to check out Seattle for some reason, because for one, I like to have my little iced coffee and whatnot, and you know Seattle is like the coffee capital of the world. So I like to check that out and see what they got going on there. Also, I hear there's a decent hip hop scene in the Seattle area, and since my heavy black behind likes to call myself running for a little while, I want to get out there and maybe run out there, maybe do a little 5K, 10K, or something like that, and do it like that. So I would like to go out to Seattle. So that's me. So whoever wants to take it next, wanted to see where you want to travel and why, and what are some of the reasons that you want to hit that spot up. So who's up next?
Yo, man, there's two places that I want. Well, no, there's three places. And one of them you already mentioned, Seattle. I always thought it would be dope to be out there. I mean, I know it's all rainy and all that, but I just want to go check it out, see it, you know, just feel that vibe or something. Another place that I'm really interested to go to, and I think I just want to go just to be able to say that I went, would be, and this is one or the other, but it would be either Paris or London, and only because it's so, the architecture and the design and the style and everything about it is so completely different than what we have, you know, here in the United States. Other than that, I think the other place that I really want to go, and I guess it's not a city per se, but I know this summer we're gonna make it happen. But I want to go to Jamaica, man. I want to see the water and all this stuff. You know, all the paradise and all that other stuff.
I don't believe you. You want to go to hedonism, don't you?
man.
Who's up next?
Hey, man, I go anywhere in Southern America, man. You know, I'm going to Brazil, I'm going to Rio, I'm going, you know, I like watching the Spanish channel, I ain't gonna lie, man, and that got me all just like ready to go. Argentina, I don't care, I just want to go, that's it, man. I want to go to Carnival, man.
Okay.
I just want to go see it.
I like,
you know,
it.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. Star Saxon?
Hell yeah.
I got some unfinished business, man. A long time ago, like 98, I went to Israel doing some work, and on the weekends, we had the weekends off. And so some coworkers was like, hey, let's go to Jordan and let's go visit a lot of archaeological sites in Jordan. And this other dude was like, yo, let's go to Egypt and go see the pyramids. And so I looked left and I looked right and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Egypt. I mean, I'm going to definitely go to Egypt. I can do that shit anytime. I'm going to go roll to Jordan, man. I'm going to go to Petra and see all this crazy shit over in Petra.
Yeah.
And I never made it back to Egypt. And then like fucking Arab Spring, 9/11, War on Terror. It just fucking, like, I missed that opportunity, dude. Like, you can't get mad at going to see Petra, but fuck, dude, I never got a chance to go to Egypt, and now they're tripping over there, too.
I love to see Star Saxon, because for those of, obviously, I know, sorry, we've known each other since, you know, since high school and whatnot, so he's the quintessential dude that would be chilling, going to, let's say if you did go to Egypt, he would be the dude that in front of a pyramid, or a Sphinx, that with a Wu-Tang shirt on, with a hat slightly tilted to the side, chilling, and then talking about the virtues of how wonderful this is for society, and then how the significance that in terms of the historical significance. So that's Star Saxon in a nutshell. But so cool. So I love that. So yeah, we're gonna try to make that happen. I would love to maybe try to travel with y'all or connect with y'all. So we're gonna get into a couple of joints.
Yeah.
And then come back and, you know, upcoming is going to be what everybody's burning on. And so we're going to get into Kaz. It's called West Side Poppin'. And then Greg Nice, again, this is the Star Saxon. Man, you got to, man, you go, me and you, man, we're going to be doing this production thing. So I'm loving it. Greg Nice, get it, get it. And then Sean Price and M Phases. Now, Blaze Rock, you remember M Phases when we used to, in another life, when we were on terrestrial radio? And there was one of our producer, and then eventually became the co-host, and then, yeah, you know what I'm saying, she was loving some M Phases back in the day. So so Sean Price and M Phases featuring Rock Marciano. It's called Murder Type Thinking. I'm feeling this one. I like this one. Get another good one, Star Saxon. So Kaz, West Side Poppin', Greg Nice, get it, get it. Sean Price and M Phases featuring Rock Marciano, Murder Type Thinking. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com.
L.A. Lucas, my homies.
Young niggas on the rise, and you know them hoes know. Westside poppin', y'all already know though. We can get it in tonight, keep it on the low low. Westside poppin', Westside poppin'.
L.A. Lucas.
I finished that big cup, yeah, I know I am the shit, but tonight I am pissed drunk, and I'm high, and I'm never satisfied. Try to fuck your friend again, but baby girl, put that aside. I'm young and I'm dumb, I just turned 21, so I could go ball after ball with ya. I spit that shit, make your head spin, I spit that hard liquor. Niggas wondering why they broke, boy, get your balls fixed up. I'm not at all jigger, but tonight I seen some things.
The LA Leakers, baby,
I ain't gon' talk about it. She love that cocaine, she feel the purple powder. She love to do a job, don't you ever doubt her. And she love the music, so you know she about it. Young niggas on the rise, and you know them hoes low. Westside poppin', y'all already know though. We can get it in tonight, keep it on the low low. Westside poppin', Westside poppin'. One hell of a night, one hell of a night. Be one hell of a night, one hell of a night.
Let's go.
Been a while since I've been in town. Shoulda switched it now, shit is different now. I'm back in it now, friends are distant now. Women with it now, same women who diss. Wanna kiss them now, wanna talk a bunch. Just shut up, then hit this loud. We gon' smoke this weed, sip this 40 ounce. Wanna shake your ass, make that whole thing bounce. Man, you know we got it poppin'. From the place where you think ball or drugs your only options. But damn, it's hunger got us in the supper club. Growing up, Sunday nights I hit Western and watch them Lolos robbin'. Cops trippin' on they tent, they don't know who inside it. Could be a killer, a drug dealer, to be honest. Westside will show you the best times. I know you been stressed, mom. When it's dark, just know your sun is rising. We young niggas on the rise, and you know them hoes know. Westside poppin', y'all already know though. We can get it in tonight, keep it on the low low. Westside poppin', Westside poppin'. We gon' hell of a night, one hell of a night. One hell of a night, one hell of a night. We gon' get it right, we gon' get it right. One hell of a night, one hell of a night. We gon' one hell of a night, one hell of a night. Be one hell of a night, one hell of a night.
Synthesizer. Don't write shit down, I'm a memorizer. Get my paper up, buy a few shares of Pfizer. Here's a sample, just a little appetizer. Not a supervisor, more like a socializer. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Fuego, fuego, mucho caliente. Crackers on fire, baby, burning hot. I used to buy nickel bags from the weed spot. When I'm up on stage, I'm like iRobot. You're irking my nerves, I'm about to yell blood clot clot. The same old shit, I'm still ripping up the spot.
Yo, this that hit right here. Greg Nice, Nino Brown, what it do?
Get it.
Check me, baby.
I smoke that Uchi Kushi that killed John Belushi. I might eat the coochie, but I don't eat the sushi. I rock my Acapulco gold with a little Gucci. I don't smoke stove, so don't ask me for the lucid. Hot damn, baby, your booty looking juicy. I surrender, girl, hands up, seduce me.
Yo, this that hit right here, Greg Nice, Nino Brown, what it do?
Yo, it's the Kush steamer, the internet streamer. I heard she's a screamer, I ain't got a beamer. I don't know Louima, but yo, she's a creamer. Fuck us up with FEMA, hey yo, I'm a dreamer. Yeah, I'm about the paper, man, to make it happen. Break dance, beatbox, DJ rapping.
Oh, let's get it now. It's going down, come on, hey. Stand up, y'all. It's going down right there, break it up.
Small time, 125 grand rapper, raw rhymer, gun in my hand, fan clap ya. Way back in May, strap gatin, 1K stiff that we act, made back in gunplay, B. I wrote a magician, magician with words, observed addiction. Play this shit on the radio, we raid this shit and then pay me dough. I'm trying to sell out. Sold out shows and sold out stores. I'm a pocket full of crack that I sold out door. Now a nigga thinking the bigger picture, Kodak flow. I'm Thundar, Paul Dunbar, Olegba. It creating the African race. This the new Yaku flow. The seafood speech decrease the peace. Piece of shit. I'm at peace with this. Contract breach, contact two beasts on street.
Crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
Click clack.
Then shoot him up. That's the crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
Bring your ticket for straight slugs, do your best.
Crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
You know I click clack.
Crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
You know I click clack.
Straight slugs, do your best.
What it do, nigga? Fresh while he's on the dawn, Sean is a rude nigga. Few figures to style, the style ain't new, nigga. Gold Jesus and the Trey Deuce to shoot, nigga. Kinda young when run made, it's like that. Knife and gun fight like Duke, I'll be right back. Listen,
right back.
Came back in a half an hour.
What?
Ain't gats when I clap them cowards.
Pop, pop.
The way we respondin', fire, you get fired. Avery Johnson, trife niggas that be booking your spouse. For life, nigga, Brooklyn in the house, B. Ball for ball, the best ball, Beverly and Sean. Arm double leg, arm headed to dawn. Head from abroad, Duke, I was the head of the class. You got a lot of kids, but I'm better with math, B.
Crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
Click clack, bullseye.
Then shoot him up. That's the crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
Bring your ticket for straight slugs, do your best.
Crazy maniac, murder type thinking.
You know I click clack.
Crazy maniac. Murder type thinking.
You know I click clack.
Straight slugs, do your best.
Every line that I wrote's a line of coke. The 45's in the lining of my coat.
I'm sick, you rhyme like the common cold. They find my bones next to diamonds and gold. Fire the chrome with one eye like a cyclone. You standing on your last five toes. I done suffered all the highs and lows. My clothes never had rhinestones on them. The wine's imported. Fuck a play fight, your paper too light. I'm out of France, I might stay for 2 nights. Don't ever think I'm too nice. I put you on ice like a soft drink. The niggas know the forte. At night, cuddle with a quarter million. Or something in a thong, long hair, Brazilian. Brilliance, BM steering wheel grip. My doors is looking like gills on a fish. This is bliss when I spray, I don't miss. You're laying in piss. Nigga, that's just the way it is. This is bliss when I spray, I don't miss. You're laying in piss. Then I'm out in the A6.
It's a crazy maniac, murder, murder type thing.
Moss,
you know I click clack.
Then shoot him up. Just a crazy maniac, murder, murder type thing.
Bring it to you, all straight slugs to your best.
It's a crazy maniac, murder, murder type thing.
You know I click clack.
Baby,
crazy maniac, murder, murder type thing.
You know I click clack.
Straight slugs to your best. What's the monster? I'm on a murder type thing. What's the monster? I'm on a what's the monster? I read a crazy maniac murder, shoot him up. What's the monster? I'm on a crazy maniac murder type thing. What's the monster? Shoot him up. Murder type thing.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As always, make sure you hit the show up if you have songs that you want to submit. We are happy to, if they meet our standards, to make sure that they get in the mix. Not a problem at all. So make sure you do that. MM@DubCNN.com. MM@DubCNN.com. You can also, if you have questions about how to be a part of the show in terms of advertising or to promote whatever product or service that you have, that's the same email address. MM@DubCNN.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, M-I-C Masters Radio. You can follow Blaze Rock at Is That Blaze Rock. You can follow Star Saxon at Star Saxon, StarSaxxon. You can follow Rich Nix at Rich Nix. And you can follow J Love at Javon Love, JAVONLUV. And just go ahead and go to Google and you can search Microphone Masters Radio Show. You can get us up on Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff. So just make sure you hit us up and you follow us and be a part of the show. So before we get to what everybody's burning on, we got a couple of joints that I want to get to. One of them, and one of the things that that Rich Nix and Blaze Rock and I, that we do, obviously we record music and we love music, and we're going to bring to you one of the things that Blaze Rock has done. It's a collaborative effort with a group by the name of Gods and Monsters out here in the state of Arizona. They came together and came up with a group called Black Talent. So this one's called Bruno, and then we got one Marley B. It's called Smoke Break. Then a group by the name of Get Open, and this one is appropriately titled Get Open. So Black Talent, Marley B, Get Open. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com, and when we come back, we're going to find out what everybody's burning on. All right, so Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Check me out, yo. I said fit it low, you can check my disguise. Classic gray bands cover bloodshot eyes. Get these pies, yo, where the fuck is all the money? We're moving, trying to spread our name around the country. You know my name, I'm not about that jet life. It's more like, yo, what's my next check like? Check engine light is on. This shit is rough, B. Still rock crowds of women that fucking love me. Working on a buzz like we at the bar drinking. My team's been killing it lately. I've been thinking, we've been putting verses in the trunk of a Lincoln. That's why the beat stink. As soon as I pull the ink pin up, we drink the finest of wines with the biggest apes. Smoke the greenest of weed and fill dinner plates. My goons all up in your face for mentioning brain dead. Cause I don't even deal with the beef unless it's grain fed.
I don't think that you're prepared for the business in the air. Ain't no kids that can compare. We get busy, y'all say yeah. Get them hands high, got them fakers running scared. It's a message to the whack, y'all say they don't care. I don't think that you're prepared for the business in the air. Ain't no kids that can compare. We get busy, y'all say yeah.
say pretentious, I'm vicious when I spit this. It's a sickness, I'm a witness, it's your hobby before you get it. For me it's physical fitness, it's built up as a business. The way I divide and conquer, get wise and I will stomp ya. Roll with a couple of hooligans, none of us down with stupidness. Sophisticated foolishness, when I do this then I bruise your lips. You better protect your neck, your chest and your face piece. My hammers will damage flesh, the rest will your face be. Always ready for action, you're a distraction, nobody flashing. Ride with a lot of plastic in the back in case you bastards wanna act. I'm a specimen demanding respect when you standing with yes men, except I'm standing with the best men. You best give next to the deck then. We in the weight room pressing animals in small trains. You in the weight room dressed in sandals wearing your broad screens. Mercenary with the gods and monsters all flames.
I don't think that you're prepared for the business in the air. Ain't no kids that can compare, we get busy, y'all say yeah. Get them hands high, got them fakers running scared. It's a message to the whack, y'all say
we don't care.
I don't think that you're prepared for the business in the air. Ain't no kids that can compare, we get busy, y'all say yeah. Get them hands high, got them fakers running scared. It's a message to the whack, y'all say
we don't care.
This the type of shit that'll make you wanna
swerve
in the oncoming traffic, flipping up the
hood.
Pissy ass drug cups spilled on the floor mat. Has a light flash of cops letting shotguns blast. Collateral damage, my clan packing scanners. The blast melons like Gallagher, we lack manners. Backed up to wall, son, brawl straight quick. Molotov swinging in the air like who fucking with me? Getting fucking grizzly, the team is back, baby. Zippers open, dick exposed by your later lady. Black grip, pirate ship, gang plank, gangsters. Swap my cum, con tu suegra. We making moves while your fakers making up your beds. It's Betty by time, hit the sheets, say your prayers. The ginger squad general reporting for duty, enlisted in the war, pistols on, pistol shooting.
I don't think that you're prepared for the business in the air. Ain't no kids that can compare, we get busy, y'all say yeah. Get them hands high, got them fakers running scared. It's a message to the whack, y'all say
we don't care.
I don't think that you're prepared for the business in the air.
Right now, it's a clear answer. Prop 203 voted in the clear.
beer stamps. If cigarettes are beer cancer and weed helps sickness from here to Amsterdam, I won't be investing this if there's a chance to help cure cancer. The fuck? I spelt that shit D-A-F-U-Q, cause this shit is stupid and sad that it's true too. We're used to these ass degrading, it's true use. The frame on this picture must got a couple screws loose. It's fucked up cause this hemp could also be used to make paper out of a plant and save a few trees, though that could be useful. And oh yeah, this shit grows hella fast in amounts of buku, and if you break it down to the molecule, there's a way they can turn it to fuel too. How long will it take our government to just realize it? They've wasted $1 billion cause they wanna penalize it. And no, they messed up real lives, cause this war on we good people died. And so this is the sound of our generation waiting on y'all bitches to legalize it. Till then, I need a smoke break. 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 And I say, put that shit in rotate. Say, bitch, I need a smoke break. Put that shit in rotate. Say, bitch, I need a smoke break.
Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Leaning in her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her, get up.
What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Dancing all night, couldn't make the ladies moister. Mädel befeuchte, if you're down a hoister. Make nuns in a cloister, fog the stained glass with moisture. Quick to find a pearl in an oyster. It ain't beneath me to get freaky deaky. Boardroom to bedroom, take my room key, meet me. Leak me like a mixtape, climb me like a damn ape. Make the bed bounce and the paint on the wall scrape. Break surface tension like vendor walls. Force boss in the bed from your tippy toes to head. Have you trembling, disassembling your devices. Mean with it, still they say, boo, you the nicest. Turn out a sylph, young and old. A MILF animator, maximator, even big girls now are laid alive. Why a motivator? Convince your miss to go down, going up in the elevator. Play a hole.
Leaning in her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her,
get up. What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Leaning in her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her,
get up. What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Ready, set, best bet. See me with a two-step wired like a vampire. Nibble on your neck, taking off your coat, putting on mines. Smash it like a flasher when I hit it from behind. I'm a hole at, fold at, shift, control at, roll at, rim wrap. Out of layer skin app, cutting like a shark fin. I'm in that channel, I'ma swim that. Vice meal up in that. Yourself up, send yourself up. The ladder doesn't matter where you end yourself up. I'm a G there, B squared, all C and I. An arrow in the bush, a ribbon in the sky like it's Novus Ordo. Hit her with a bardo, tweak with an info, chocolate electro. I'm a lamp in a lap in the scene. I'm rubbing on the and slipping in between. Leaning in her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her,
get up. What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
In her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her,
get up. What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Ladies call me Silver, they know that I deliver. Achtung, ladies, here comes the lecker lecker. Lecker on the neck, I said, what the heck? Munich for a week, I wanna peek at something sweet. Sweet like a kirsch, baking like a cherry pie. Vanilla ice cream, messing with the right team. Oh my, moving on her back piece. Looking like she likes me, can't wait for her to fight me. Keep her classy, sassy, ask me, so where you from, huh? Je lui dis Paris, oh la la. Mec, c'est dans la poche. Putain, c'est bête, la fourrure était super moche.
Leaning in her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her,
get up. What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Leaning in her ear when she thinks she's in the clear, like a genie out of here just to tell her,
get up. What do we have here? Listen up, my dear. See that exit in the rear? Come on, get up.
Thank you.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. So we have come to the end of another wonderful, wonderful episode of Microphone Masters Radio Show. Make sure you make DoveCNN.com your homepage, whatever the case may be. Make sure you make Microphone Masters Radio Show a part of your weekly, daily, whatever type of life. So before we get out on every episode, this is what I like to do, is find out what the fellas are burning on. So this episode, we're gonna limit it to, we're gonna find out what Mr. Star Saxon and Blaze Rock are burning on. So we're gonna start off with Star Saxon.
There's a lot of talk hating on this movie. Fucking American Sniper. Fucking liberals in Hollywood out here is just shitting all over it, man. Seth Rogen and his pothead smoking ass is shitting all over it. So I was like, you know what, I gotta go see what the fuck they're talking about. Cop the movie. Let me just tell everybody out there, American Sniper, it's worth it. It's a good movie. It's not life-changing. It's a good movie. Everybody's hating on it. I don't know why. Motherfucker was a trigger puller, and he capped a bunch of motherfuckers, like I think like 160 of them. Is it worth it? Yeah. I mean, if your girl don't like guns, don't take her to see it. I mean, that goes without saying, but I got to give it to Bradley Cooper, man. He did what he needed to do in the movie. Now, was it better than Lone Survivor? Fuck no. So if you got a choice between Lone Survivor and fucking the fucking American Sniper, go Lone Survivor first, because that's the one, man. That's the one with the whole, like, war on terror. That's the movie you want to see. And then after that, then you fuck with American Sniper. And then if you want the sentimental side of shit, then you go with the Hurt Locker. Now, my second point is just simply Kobe Bryant, man. I'm a Laker fan out here. This nigga is done. He tore his fucking rotator cuff last week. So let me be the first person out there to RIP and rip this nigga. Career is over, and whenever you look back on it and he retires, history will show when that motherfucker popped his Achilles tendon, his career was effectively over at that point. So RIP the Black Mamba. You gave us a bunch of titles. You hogged the fuck out of the ball. You ran Shaq out of town. You ran Dwight out of town. You ran Phil out of town. You ran Powell out of town. You ran a bunch of niggas out of town, dude. You ran Karl Malone out of town. You run all-star niggas. You won Hall of Fame niggas out of town. You didn't get the sixth ring. You was a gunner, dude. Thank you.
Oh, man. And I'm a, you know,
I mean, look, dude, Kobe himself is like, yo, I took a lot of shots and missed a lot of shots, but I'm a fucking shooting guard. I'm like, you fucking right, you are. What the fuck you do? That was, dude, on some real shit, Kobe had to fuck his Achilles tendon up, fuck his knee up, to fuck around and get some assists, bro. Like, this motherfucker don't never think about that. Anybody who in an NBA game in this time and age could put up 81 fucking points, bro. I like on some real shit. Like, I just marvel at that on the sheer level of I don't give a fuckness that had to be given in, like, I mean, he was just like, oh, you open? Oh, he was like, you open? Fuck that, I'm shooting.
Damn! Hey, this nigga Clay Thompson had 37 points in the quarter the other day. He still didn't sniff 81. It takes a lot of fuck you to get to 81.
What's killing me is Clay had 37 points or whatever the fuck, right? But this motherfucker was 13-13. 9-9 from the 3 line, right? Kobe's fucking line during that game where he got this fucking ridiculous 81 points or whatever, bro. His line was nowhere near that type of fucking shooting. So, like, when I read people talk, look, fuck that. The Lakers for that game were 42-88, right? And I can't pull up the fucking shots right now. But on some real shit, I'm willing to bet that he shot 40 plus of those shots.
Yeah, we're gonna have to look that up.
I'm trying to, you know, I'm sorry, like, right now I'm trying to get it, and okay, so, okay, here we go. So, just because I'm right, 28 of 46 from the floor. Bruh, you just put up 46 fucking shots in one game. What? Like, what?
Okay, Tom Brady don't throw that many passes.
Bruh. When I fucked around and looked at the Toronto Raptors that night playing against the Lakers, the Toronto Raptors were 36-76, which means that Kobe hit more shots, took more shots than damn near their team. Bro, how the fuck? They hit 36. They hit 36 shots, okay? Kobe took 46. I was like, okay, so, I mean, on average, you imagine about 8 people got rotation that game. About 8 people got run. So what you're saying is that 46 out of 88 shots were taken by one man. So you got 40. So the rest of the team.
That was a great man, though.
Whoa. The rest of the team took less shots than Kobe. Kobe took 46. The rest of the team took 42 shots. What the fuck is this about?
We've never seen an animal like this, and we'll never see another animal like that again.
You're goddamn right, because nobody's going to let no motherfucker shoot like that. And I, you know, it's some real
shit. Never passing the ball. This nigga's never passing the ball.
And what's worse is the last few years, Kobe has basically been like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not passing. Oh, like, what man. The fuck am I going to pass for? I mean, he's like, he's so blatant now in the interviews half the time. They're like, Kobe, if you happen to notice, Nick Young was wide open on the wing. No, I'm here to shoot. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? The motherfucker was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I was in the post. You know, there was like 3 people on me. They were like, yo, Kobe, if there's 3 people on you, that means 2 people's open. He was like, so is the basket. I'm like, what the fuck? This dude gives no fucks whatsoever. Like, I swear to God, the only way he would give a fuck is if he was shooting, bro.
Oh,
I'm just, man. All right, yo. So let me, now that I've extended this segment with my ridiculousness, and I gotta say that, again, you know, what I'm burning on is much simpler, much more zen, man, I guess. Classic. Shout out to Phil Jackson after he got ran out by Cody. But so as I'm sitting here drinking this magical mix that my wife blended up with, like, with kale and spinach and apples and bananas and a bunch of, it was bomb. I mean, that changed my whole mood while I've been, you know, whatever. I gotta say, dude, the one thing that's this kind of burning on me is, you know, it's really about hip hop directly. And when you think about, as an artist, and I guess this will relate to anybody who's out there who's a listener, who's an artist, or who's thought about being an artist, producer, rapper, singer, songwriter, whatever, any type of artist, the thing you have to wonder is about the motivation of the art that you're involved in. I've done tons of music over a short period of time, and I've taken some time off with, you know, different things going on in life and just different, you know, different perspectives or whatever. I find myself trying to find where, you know, the point of all the stuff that we're doing. And so I've been at that point where I feel like the stuff that I write has to have some type of meaning. It doesn't mean that I got to necessarily be preaching, you know, but it's got to have meaning. And so when I listen to some of the music that's out right now that everybody's vibing to and everybody loves, it's kind of embarrassing because none of it means anything. And in a lot of cases, there's nothing there. It's not even a matter of surface level. It's not even surface. It's just plastic packaging. Like, you know, and I have to say that it's a little bit critical when I say it out loud, because I find myself bumping some OT Genesis, you know, I'm in love with the folks. You know, I find myself like singing along to the lifestyle, even though I don't know what the hell you're saying half the time, you know. But I find myself, you know, listening to this stuff and vibing to it. Some of it's because of the beat. Some of it's just because of the, you know, the way it sounds. But then I ask myself, it's like, is that really the music that I want to be? Is that the music that I want to be into? Is that what I want to identify with? And I still think back to the times, you know, when I was younger, or even when I was, you know, even now that I'm older, I think at times that, you know, I could put on a song by Anthony Hamilton, or I could put on a, you know, I could put on a Biggie song, or I could put on a Tupac song, and that song could encapsulate everything that I was going through. Or, you know, or I could put on, you know, I could put on some Wu-Tang and get hyped up for a game or something. You know, and I mean, I know there's a lot of this music, you can get hyped with it, but that's about it. You know, there's no other feeling to it. There's no other meaning or emotion or definition behind it. And I guess my question, you know, out loud, is one of those things where it's like, what are we doing with our music anymore?
I like that. So I think that's going to be something that next episode we're going to explore a little more. I like that. So You know, we going to get into this classic, another classic episode of Microphone Masters Radio Show. We're going to leave y'all with a group called From the Ground Up. It's called The Gift. So on behalf of Star Saxon, on behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of Rich Nix, I am Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show.
Okay, they built you up and then break you down. This for those who gon' stay around. People talk but don't make it sound. I don't fake it then, I don't fake it now. Man, it's all real, it's all me. I'm free falling, but I fall free. I pay the price, no small fee. You realize it ain't all free. You realize that I'm shedding light when I shred the mic. Making sure that my head is right. Feeling so alive in the dead of night. Never let it go by, never know why, so why? Go to the top, no nosedive. All truth, no lies. Feeling so live, but I don't know why. It's a good and goodbye. Everybody said I should lie, but I think we all need the truth. That's why there's a real and real lies. And I hope you all feel the vibe, cause I'm one too low, killing eyes. I feel my chest trying to open, but I know it's all still inside. Let this be, can't step to me. And all this shit ain't a threat to me. Cause I got my team, it's the best of me. It's my time, you ain't next to me. Hope I do with my destiny. Break me down into bits and pieces. I'ma give y'all what's left of me.
Said I'ma give y'all what's left of me. It's all authentic, nothing else. Said I'ma give y'all the best of me. It's all authentic, nothing else.
So much more than it meets in the eye. Hands stay high, gotta reach for the sky. Feelings inside, they can eat you alive. But it's all so real, we can see through the lies. It's me, you and my train of thought. Going off the tracks, you gain a lot. Just a night alone, meet myself in the ride at home. Put myself in the microphone, and it's all I got, but you might have known. I don't see those looking like a clone. In the circle, think out the box, you down or not. Found a way, now found a spot, so let's own it. I'm caught in the moment, living for now, doing it my way. Go take a risk, go take a chance, bending high stakes. You lose and you win, haters and fakers ain't moving with them. Nothing's forever, it usually is. Now think what you did, would you do it again? Right decision gets it all better. That's all I need, that's all I want, that's all I see. One thing's for sure, you ain't a dog like me. What is yours, get it going good. Too scared to do it, even though you could, even though you should. Can't make them, dreaming but demons are trying to take them. So I do what I can,
I do what I can.
No hurry, no rush, we can do anything. They can say anything, they don't know anything. They don't know us. Real life, real life. It's cause I care what y'all feel like. Man, I'm just giving out real life.
Give y'all what's left of me. It's all authentic, nothing else. Said I'ma give y'all the best of me. It's all authentic, nothing else.
So much more than it meets to the eye. Hands stay high, gotta reach for the sky. Feelings inside, they can eat you alive. But it's all so real, we can see through the lies.